Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives. This week on Storyline, Mustafa Abdullah talks with Miranda Kingsley Kelly. Mustafa is Egyptian-American and president of World Faith Winston-Salem, a multi-faith organization. Today, Mustafa reflects on his experience as a Muslim American living in a post-9/11 world and discusses his motivations to help shape the community consciousness regarding world religion.
Was it 2001 that you first moved here?
Yes.
And was that before or after September 11th?
That was before September 11th. That was in August. And I actually, my parents had enrolled me in Forsyth Country Day School, which is still largely a Baptist school out in Louisville. And I was the only Muslim. And so September 11th is, at least I consider it to be very much an instance, an example of where two hijackings occurred. There's literal hijackings of the Twin Towers, and there's a hijacking of Islam, a more of a metaphorical hijacking. And when that happened, I remember looking to my mom, and I'm just thinking to myself, what is happening? What's going to happen? And I started realizing that people in the news, people in the public were beginning to define Islam in ways that I did not identify with it, even as an eighth grader. And so really from that moment on, I decided to take an initiative in giving voice to myself, giving voice to Islam in America. And I honestly had to, because every day I was being asked by almost everybody, you know, how can you be Muslim and be American? So,
kind of going along with that, have you ever experienced, like, anti-Muslim sentiments?
Yes. Probably the most stark experience that I had was actually my freshman year of college. I was at Oglethorpe University, which is a small liberal arts college in Atlanta. And I was at a concert, at a university concert, and I was ushering, and an older lady approached me. And we were sort of engaging in conversation, and she knew my name. She asked me where I was from originally, and then she made some comment about Islam, and naturally I just kind of got this look on my face, and she said, "Wait, don't tell me you're Muslim. The way that you and your men treat your women," and literally just went on for like 10 minutes, and I was not given an opportunity to speak or say anything. And I realized that there's going to be times where you're going to be rendered voiceless. And it's often the most frustrating experience. But here I was, as a Muslim man, being objectified and stereotyped. And so again, I was left with this feeling, as like I was with September 11th, with people that telling me that what I am, what I'm not that person.
Listen to other stories from our community at StorylineProject.org. Storyline is a project of the Echo Network and is made possible by the generosity of Salemtown, a continuing care retirement community where every life shines and stories are celebrated. Storyline. Make the connection.